You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 42.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Jaden Sterling. Jaden is North America's business acceleration expert who assists entrepreneurs to develop, accelerate, and monetize their passion. An international award-winning best-selling author, Jaden shares his practical steps in his book, The Alchemy of True Success, to assist people to utilize their innate toolset, mind, body, and spirit, to live an extraordinary life. Jaden is famous for assisting entrepreneurs to increase their bottom line in half the time.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining me on Mindful Marketing, and welcome to Jaden. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, Kimberly. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely fantastic. So we've been chatting a little, and we know that we have very similar paths and how we've gotten to where we are today. So I would love to hear and have you share with my listeners more about your personal journey and how you got to fulfilling your life's purpose and making a business out of it.
Sure. Happy to share. So I had an experience when I was 14, some call it an epiphany. And I came down the stairs one morning in my home and no one was home, but this cassette player, remember back in the day where we had cassettes?
Yes, I do.
I'm aging myself. But so this cassette player was playing and it was Wayne Dyer giving a talk. It was a recorded audio of one of his speeches. And I stood there, Kimberly, and I said to myself, oh, well, I can do that. And the next thought was, I will do that. And then the third thought was, and I'm going to teach from experience.
Wow.
So in that moment, I mean, literally like time stood still. It was the most incredible experience for me that I have this knowingness about my path. And then the knowingness that I'm going to teach from experience led me to working on Wall Street for 11 years for Merrill Lynch, retiring at 31, and then getting into real estate as an investor and building an 8-figure business. But then knowing, you know, have you ever had that like gnawing feeling in your stomach where, you know, something is wrong?
Mm, oh, so familiar.
Yeah. And probably many of our listeners have had that or might even be having that right now in their life where they go, you know, my life is amazing. I have all these toys and I have fun and I travel all over the world and things are flowing, yet there is still something missing. So I promised myself that as I drove to my office for 30 days in a row, if I still felt that gnawing feeling every day for 30 days, on day 31, I was going to make a change. So sure enough, you know, I'd get my car, I'd drive to work, and I felt this gnawing feeling and it wouldn't go away. And I did a gut check every single day. And yep, sure enough, day 2, day 3, all the way to day 30, that gnawing feeling was there. So on day 31, I said, okay, universe, what am I here to do? And then the flashback came of when I was 14 and I was standing in front of that cassette player, hearing the message and going, oh my gosh, I'm a speaker. I am here to help people change their belief systems, you know, to make changes in their life and to live the most abundant life ever. Because that, you know, I was 36 years old when I finally got to that realization. I said, all right, I'm going to make the switch. And that's what did it for me.
That's fantastic. And to know when you're at 14, that's the path you're supposed to be on. That's just an incredible insight into when we really pay attention, we know it's there the whole time.
Exactly. Yeah. We have to pay attention. We have to wake up and be mindful of the information that we're receiving. And the universe tells us, I mean, we know, you know, we may not want to hear it. You know, it may scare us and make us afraid, but the reality is we truly know deep within our heart what we're here to do.
I'm going to actually share a story with my listeners I don't think I've ever said before, but I had an aha a couple weeks ago. So I'm starting to do like speaking and things like that. And I remember as a child, a teacher told me, oh, you're such a great teacher. You're great with the kids. But I think I was in the sixth grade or something. And she was like, you should be a teacher. And I looked right at her and I said, teachers don't make enough money. And my parents were not wealthy by any means. We were, you know, you look back in hindsight and you're like, oh, we were actually kind of poor. But it was incredible. And I thought about that the other day. And now I am teaching in my own way, right? And I'm like, wow, I knew, like, I think that was like fifth grade.
Yeah.
I knew even then.
Excellent. And you knew that money was going to be an element on your path too.
Yep.
By that comment. So good for you for following that.
So funny. My mom thought I was nuts. She's like, what?
Yeah, you said what to a teacher?
So when you decided then to follow your path, what were the first steps you did? Now you were already a business person, so this is a little, you know, might have come a little easier to you, but what were the first steps you took and then going down your life path, making that a business?
Yeah. So probably like a lot of your listeners, you know, I was actually probably living my purpose in advance, but not charging money for it. So, you know, people would come to me, they knew I had at a young age, I was blessed to have a lot of success. And they started looking at me and asking, you know, how do you do what you do? And I'd say, oh, well, this is what you need to do. And I would share, you know, five steps or six steps or something. And that happened more frequently until finally, at some point, I realized my day was filled with more consulting with people than it was in my real estate business. And, you know, when that happened, you have to go, oh my gosh, okay, this is something that's important. This is purposeful. And when we align with our purpose, it happens quite naturally and easily, I think. You know, with me, I had no resistance. I had no resistance to charging for my services, you know, maybe a little bit in the beginning, because I was thinking, well, this is a gift that I have, you know, why would I charge for it? But the reality is we need to charge for our services. And this is what I've learned. Probably one of the biggest lessons I've learned in business is you charge because your client perceives more value in your offering.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
It's, you know, I was at an event and someone said, well, that guy has money. Like, why doesn't he just give this away for free? I says, because you wouldn't do it or value it if it was free.
Kimberly, you're 100% right on, because that's exactly what was happening for me. I was giving these valuable tips and like pearls of wisdom, and people were just looking at me going, oh, okay, thanks, great. And then they'd never take action. They never do anything. And I thought, oh, okay, this is my mistake, because there's no exchange here. And we feel good when we give an exchange of equal value for what we receive, right? I mean, that's just how we're built. That's how we're wired.
Absolutely. Passing energy. Passing,
yes.
Equal and balance of energy.
Correct.
So now that you're on your path and you're going through it, and you're kind of bordering business and a mind, body, spirit, because you're taking kind of maybe a little different path. It's not so much business, right? It's about how do we find what we're supposed to do. So what do you see in your clients is the most, I don't know, I'm going to say, I'll call it a marketing challenge or a challenge in general that you see in your clients in overcoming things and stuff that to get them on the right path?
Yeah, great question. So The thing that I see most is, and this is not only my clients, but people in general, that I find people have a difficult time investing money on themselves. You know, they'll go out and they'll spend it on, they'll buy material things or toys or whatever. And they'll even give it away. But goodness gracious, to invest money within themselves on maybe taking a course or, you know, buying a book that will help them develop their skill set or, you know, and whatever that looks like, you know, for them, that's the biggest challenge. And the most amazing thing is, and, you know, my background is on Wall Street, so I'm quite familiar with investing in stocks and then real estate with what's called tangible property. So I have a real mindset for investing. And what I know to be true is the greatest rate of return someone can receive on an investment is the investment they make within themselves, particularly their personal development. So that, you know, that's been my biggest challenge is just letting people know, hey, you've got to invest in yourself, because when you do that, if you want to talk ROI, return on investment, you'll get the most bang for your buck when you're comfortable and when you finally start spending money on yourself.
That is so true. And spending it on yourself and then using those tools too. Because I know a lot of people that buy, you know, the shiny object syndrome, but then they don't use the tools and truly make the investment in them.
Great point. Absolutely. You spend the money and then follow through. And, you know, and that's part of my business now is I work with people from the inside out, because I know money matches your level of confidence. It matches your level of clarity and it matches your level of deservedness. So I really work with people to develop their confidence, to feel deserving. And, you know, that's when people step into that kind of work, that transformative work, then the world around them changes. You know, they start to see more opportunities coming. They start to see more money flowing to them. They start to get comfortable hanging out with money. Money becomes their friend. They're not judging it any longer or thinking that it's something that is bad or, you know, negative. I'm amazed how many people have, and gosh, I hope I'm not going off on a tangent here, but
I love it.
And you probably see this in your work too, but you know, there's a lot of judgment, unfairly so, around money, because the reality is money is neutral. It's people that make, you know, what money a good thing or quote unquote, maybe not a not so good thing. So we need to drop our judgments with money, because that judging money will just keep it coming to you, and step into the idea of, hey, money is powerful. It can actually move mountains. You know, it can do anything. I mean, Mother Teresa knew this. Gandhi knew this. They would say it. We're fundraisers. You know, we can't do anything without money.
It's so true. And I always say, you know, money's just energy. And if you're going to have a negative experience with it, it's just really bringing out, it highlights your flaws is what it does. Right?
Exactly.
So then maybe you have to look at yourself when you're judging someone else about money, maybe you look inside, because that's where you're getting it from.
Exactly.
Oh, so great. So who is your ideal client and how are you marketing to them?
So as you can probably tell, I'm a hybrid kind of person. I am deeply spiritual, although not religious, and I'm also highly business oriented. So I find that my clients are similar to me. They're pretty evolved people, and you know, they already have a real consciousness about them, an awareness that their actions affect, you know, the people around them, the planet, all those, you know, it has a ripple effect. And so my ideal client has become a person who is already stepping into their purpose as an entrepreneur, and they're also highly philanthropic. They are someone who has either built a charity or is donating their time, energy, money to a charity. And I like to work with people who are of that mindset, because the more I assist them to accelerate their success, the more of an impact we have in the work together, you know, that creates a ripple effect.
Absolutely. That's great. I want to touch upon something which is totally kind of off topic, but the giving back of time in the philanthropy and how important that is. I always like to kind of drive that home, because we are kind of focused on money in this conversation, and I love that and the abundance, but that it's so important to make sure you're giving back somehow to make it all come back.
Absolutely. It's everything. You know, we can't hold on to our resources. You know, there's a natural law of the giving and the receiving. And we first start in order to receive, you know, we all want to receive, right? We all want money and toys and all these fun things and international travel and all that, or maybe we don't, whatever. But people, generally speaking, today's age, money is the form of exchange. And in order to increase that energy of the abundance coming to you, we first have to start it. We have to be the igniter of that energy. And that comes from a natural giving tool set, you know, a belief and a knowingness that you want to make a difference in other people's lives. And it works.
It's amazing how it just really does work.
Yeah.
So how are you finding your clients from a marketing standpoint? How are you getting those leads?
So right now I'm doing a lot of public speaking, and that's been my biggest way, number one way to bring new customers into my business. What I do on stage is I have a CD called Money Healing Meditation and Daily Affirmations, and it's actually number one in iTunes right now.
And wow, fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you for the money affirmations track. So, and I find that fascinating because I mostly give it away for free. And isn't it interesting that then it becomes number one on, like, it's exactly what we're talking about. So what I do is I give this CD away with a label on it that said, in fact, I can tell you right now, because I'm giving a talk on Saturday to an eWomen's Network business group. And the label says, click this link, and I set up a link. It's soultoprofit.com, S-O-U-L-T-O, profit, like P-R-O-F-I-T, profit.com, to receive your free Manifesting Your Big Dreams and Goals home study course. And that's an 85-page course that I've put together, and it sells for $197, so it's tremendous value. And so what they do is I put that label on the jacket, on the cover of the CD. And so when everyone who attends, they get my CD, and then they get this, and then they get to click on that link. So now they're into my funnel, so to speak. You know, they're on my email list, and that's huge. You know, if there's one thing that has made such an impact on my business, it's being able to engage with people via email. You know, like, some people send out a newsletter, some people send out updates, whatever, you know, what have you. That's been the number one thing, is getting people into that. So that's been my number one lead generator.
That's a fantastic way to do it. There's so many ways, and sometimes people get stuck. And so I love that. That's kind of a fresh way on a CD. Here you go. And now they're in your process.
Yes, exactly.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Are you using social media as well to reach your clients?
I do. I love Facebook. Love it so much that I bought the stock last summer at 35. And in fact, we just sold it today, though, at 75. You know, I was okay with that rate of return.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But yeah, I'm definitely on Facebook. I love LinkedIn, and we're on Twitter. And, you know, now I'm starting to expand a little bit, and maybe you can even give me some insight to this. But Tumblr.com seems to be a place that we need to be on, too.
Yeah. You know, every day there's a new one. It's like, it's amazing. And then I think it just kind of boils down to, I know with my clients, sometimes it's overwhelming. And so I always say, pick three, or if you, you know, do what you feels right too, because it might, you know, we're in the mind, body, spirit side. So I have to honor the what feels right and what energy feels good. So for me, I just say, what works for you? What feels right? To be on all of them. So you have the business streak, and I do that too. We're like, I need to be everywhere. But sometimes you have to step back and be like, just what feels right? Where do I really need to be?
Exactly. And you know, and I love what Facebook is doing right now. They're offering through their, you know, it used to be that you would buy an ad, a Facebook ad, and you would pay for impressions or clicks. So now the really amazing thing is they're becoming an affiliate partner for us. Have you looked into this?
I have not. Do tell. Share with us.
I will. Kimberly, your audience is going to love this, because when I found out about it, I think I ran around the house jumping up and down, screaming like, thank you, God, you know? I mean, it was incredible. So this is the deal. Facebook now is offering everyone an opportunity to be their affiliate partner. So what that means is, as we market on through Facebook, this time now, the only time you're paying Facebook a fee is when someone actually buys your product.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I know it. So check it out. It's you can go right onto Facebook under advertising, and I'm not on Facebook right now, but I think it does say something like affiliate partnership or something. I forget the exact terminology, but just do a quick little search on Facebook, and all of your listeners can find it there. And then they'll give you a link, and you embed that link into your checkout page so that Facebook can track, you know, when you had a sale. And then you pay them whatever you say. If you want to pay them 20% of the sale or 50%, it's up to you. But I'm really excited about this, because you're going to see, you know, it's just such a more efficient use of our marketing funds, I think, than just going after impressions or clicks.
Absolutely. Yeah. I always, you know, kind of do the whole, when it comes to impressions and clicks, it's the being aware of what your goal is. But I love this affiliate program, and I love it when I can learn from my guests.
You're going to love this, Kimberly. Yeah, definitely check it out.
That's fantastic. So we're going to talk a little more like finance marketing side of stuff. So do you allocate a certain percentage for marketing for your business every month?
I don't allocate a percentage. You know, I just basically look at what is going on in my business, where my pipeline is. If I feel like, oh, I've got a course coming up in 3 months, and for some reason, you know, I don't have enough, as many signups as I would like, then I'll start a campaign. But, you know, frankly, the number one resource for me are my current clients. So what I do is I create what's called Sterling credits. And for every person, these are people who have gone through my courses, they get 100 Sterling credits for every person they refer into my course, my level one course. So then they get to use those credits for my coaching, for my webinars, for my trainings, you know, whatever intellectual property I'm putting out there, they get to use that for. So I'm really excited about that. And that's been a really big boost to my business over the last 12 months.
That's a fantastic idea.
Thank you.
You know, pay it forward, right? And then they get to, it's like free shopping.
Exactly. It's a win-win, because, you know, they're already your client, and that's the easiest person to be your biggest advocate, right? Is someone who is consuming your product and service, and they like you. If they like you, they're going to refer your friends, their friends. And I think they deserve to get some compensation for that. So
absolutely. There's nothing like word of mouth marketing. Mm-hmm. That's the best. So now we know you're an author of The Alchemy of True Success. So let's talk a little bit about that process, how you went through that. Did you self-publish? Did you go through a publisher? Like the trials and tribulations of that whole process.
Oh yeah. It was a process, Kimberly. So I'm from Florida, and I met my wife. She's up in Canada, and we, you know, as our relationship got more serious and as we got engaged and got married, we realized that our relationship works better when we live in the same country.
Yes, that would help.
It really does make a difference. So in order to do that though, because she has two kids from a previous marriage, you know, she wasn't able to move to Florida. So I said, okay, I'll head up here. So I'm in beautiful British Columbia. But that was a challenge, because my book launched in January, and the old school was, oh, you have to do a book tour and you have to go to all these bookstores and do signings and speeches and all that in order to have a bestseller. And I thought, no, there's another way to do this. So I started going to conferences, and specifically I went to a conference, which you would love. I don't know if you've been, but it's Author 101.
I was just there this weekend.
Ah, perfect. Okay. So
I will say his name. It's Rick Frischman, who's amazing. I'll go ahead and say it. But yes, I was just there this weekend.
Excellent. So yeah, Rick Frischman, he's fantastic. And so I went there and I met a whole lot of people who were already authors who had lists. And I said to them, you know, I'm launching my book in 2 months. Would you like to be an affiliate? And I had 26 people say yes.
Wow.
So I created, you know, a website for the book, created a video, had each person donate a gift, a downloadable gift, with the, you know, with the explicit understanding that they would And they would send a solo email out on the day of the launch. And I wrote everything for them. I did all the work. I wrote the social media posts. I hired a copywriter to do it. And I recommend that, you know, if someone launching a book is big and you really want all your ducks in a row with this, because it's important, I think, to really come out of the gate strong with it. Cause I too, like you, wanted to create a bestseller campaign. And so I had all the copy written for them and made it easy. And they sent out the copy. I probably didn't need all 26. Like I might've gone a little overboard, but that's just me. I wanted to make sure that.
Overachiever.
Overachiever. You got it, Kimberly. Wanted to make sure we hit the mark. And sure enough, when I launched the book by noon that day or something, it had hit the bestseller status. So that's how I did it. I got a whole bunch of people as affiliate partners. Collectively, we had a list of 1 million people that were mailed out to that day of the launch. And that's really the key for all your listeners out there who are wanting to launch a book, is get as many people on board as you can. And cause you need them, right? I mean, they're a good resource. And then what I did after that was I went to all my partners and said, thanks so much for mailing for me. I have this course that, you know, I'm bringing in behind the book launch. If you'd like to be an affiliate for that, I'm giving away 50% of that as well. I'd love to have you join. And that was awesome. So it created abundance for everyone who got involved. And it was a really fun process. I self-published. I created a label called Wealth of Wisdom Publishing. And yeah, I mean, so here I am in freezing cold Canada, snow on the ground, right? Couldn't drive. I couldn't even make it 2 miles down the road to the local bookstore to give a talk that night because we were snowed in. I mean, it was hilarious. And yet the book becomes an international bestseller literally by noon, the day of the launch. So there, you know what? There's always a way, isn't there?
There is. And I'm laughing because I had initially scheduled my book to be released about 2 weeks ago. And I changed my strategy and I'm doing exactly that. And so I'm sitting here laughing. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bundle it with a product and do the affiliate piece of it as well. And so the value is there no matter what, and then do it that way. So that's very funny because I'm like laughing. I'm like, that's exactly what I'm doing.
good for you. That, you know, that's the way. It's powerful because then, you know, after people read your book, they're like, oh, I want more, right? They want more of what you have to offer, and they want to go deeper with the training. So yeah, that's awesome. Good for you.
That's fantastic. That's very funny. So what has been your biggest challenge with marketing overall?
Gosh, you know, I don't know if I've really had a challenge with marketing. I think the biggest challenge that I see with people, and I talked a little bit about this earlier, was they're not really fully understanding the importance of investing in themselves in terms of their personal growth, because that's really what I do for people, is I help them with their personal growth to get out of their own way. And when we do that with someone, success is naturally a byproduct of that. You know, once they stop sabotaging their success, once they get past their fear of success. And most people think, oh, I have a fear of failure, but 95% of the people actually have a fear of success. It's amazing to me, you know, and then to even understand that there's a difference between the two. So it's like that's been my biggest thing is, you know, getting people, and I shake my head sometimes at these videos that have these million clicks and it's like a cat video. And, you know, I mean, that's great and fun and everything, but you know, when we get into what can change your life and what can give you more freedom in your life, and it's like trying to get eyeballs on those things is a challenge, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's the biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goodness. So we're gonna talk software a little bit, because to be as successful as you've become, you have to be able to manage yourself on what you're doing. Yeah. So what's the one piece of software that you couldn't live without?
Okay, so I love Trello, Trello.com. Are you familiar with it?
I am.
Okay, love Trello. My team is on Trello, so we're instantly in there and other parts of the world. So we that's our meeting place all the time, instantly, to see, you know, what we're doing, what's happening with our social media strategy. And so we're on it every day. Trello, I cannot live without.
I have to admit, I'm a Basecamp girl, but I totally understand.
Okay, I'm not familiar with Basecamp. Is it similar to Trello?
It is. It's like my entire life is in there. And when you're working with clients, and it's the communication so that everyone's on the same page, it's awesome. But exactly. I think they're pretty similar.
Okay, excellent. So you know what I'm saying then.
I do. I was laughing about that the other day. So I was having computer problems, and I was like, just give me my Basecamp.
Yeah, exactly. Take everything else, but give me my Basecamp.
Exactly. So, and then what book has been like the most influential for you in everything that you've gone through? You had ahas.
Wow, books. So I'm kind of old school. I'm like a think and grow rich kind of guy. I loved that book by Napoleon Hill. I really enjoyed Robert Kiyosaki's books. The first one was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And then he wrote The Cash Flow Quadrant. I really enjoyed those books. Yeah, I think those are the main ones, like oldies but goodies that have been around for a long, long time and have this incredible message that's still relevant today.
They really are oldie but goodies. I was actually just listening, I was driving to the Author 101 conference. I was listening to Think and Grow Rich on the audio for probably the, fifth, sixth time. I'm not even sure anymore.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And I do that too. You know, I'm auditory. So I hop on Audible and I get all these books on audio. And then as I work out or bike or whatever, I listen to all those, to the books on audio, because I think it's a really powerful way to sort of program the subconscious mind for success. You know, I think that is critical for people to experience success in life. And, you know, we know that anything you don't personally take charge of happens by default. Mm-hmm. So, and oftentimes by default isn't good enough, is it? That's kind of mediocrity there. And if someone wants to supercharge their life, they've got to really take control of their subconscious mind. I mean, that's a big, I don't know why I'm going off on this tangent, but Kimberly, I feel like so.
I love it.
I feel like it's really important to do, because I'm thinking back, you know, my success and, you know, I hit the top 1% income earners in the US by age 26. And people will say to me, man, how did you do that? And I look back and I go, all right, well, let me think. I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and for 2 hours every morning before work, I listened to a radio station called the Winners News Network. And so this was like 24 years ago, but people like Les Brown were on there, Dottie Walters. They would replay Napoleon Hill's, you know, work. I mean, all these incredible thinkers on personal development and success and achievement. I would listen to this for 2 hours every single morning before work. And I would rock the living daylights out of my day, because I was programming my mind for the success. And you know what? Everyone can do this.
So true. I mean, it is all our mind. And I have to admit, I was just speaking with John Osteroff this weekend at the Author 101 conference. And
excellent.
Listening to, you know, and I've heard him speak a bunch of times and stuff. We were talking about the brain and it's all up in here. We are in complete control of everything we do.
That's right.
And that's the most incredible thing. Like, nothing happens to us. It's pretty amazing.
You're absolutely right. It is. It's powerful. When you get to know that, when you first wrap your mind around that little secret and then start to really engage in behavior that is clearly defined in terms of the outcome that you're looking for, right? Like, what is the outcome? Because success, it's not a journey. You know, it's a feeling within your body.
That is so true. Because if you don't feel it, you can talk it. But if you don't feel it, there you go. Law of attraction. We're all right here.
We are. We are fully right here, because that's where how we create. It's everything.
Oh, love it. Looking back on your journey, if there was something that you could change or do differently, knowing what you know now, what would it be?
I would trust in myself a whole lot more and in the universe through the process.
So beautiful. Especially the universe. We get nervous, don't we?
We do. And it's unnecessary, and we get nervous, and that stalls our progress.
So true. Stalls the progress. I think that needs to be like written down. I like that quote. It does. It stalls everything. We get nervous and we question.
That's right. We question. Yeah.
True faith. So where do we see you going from here? What are your next steps in building your platform?
So I am manifesting TV appearances. I started this the beginning of October. I said, all right, universe, bring me some TV shows. I'm ready. And within a week, I was contacted to be, I think even John might even be on this documentary, but it was a documentary called Your Second 50. And I was interviewed for that, which was exciting. So that happened really quickly. And then this past week, I was contacted by a cable network to do a 30-minute show in January. So that is, you know, that's where I'm headed. I'm doing more TV, more documentaries, because I love documentaries. And I was telling my wife, I said, I think I'm built for documentaries. Like, I've watched them my whole life. You know, they absolutely light me up. My children won't watch them yet with me. They're like, oh, not another documentary. Come on. Let's do something else. But you know, yeah, I see more of that happening. And then speaking on larger stages, I really am compelled. I feel very strongly about doing more speaking, which is interesting because when I had that vision at 14, I was going to be doing this. I then have had a lifetime of being deathly afraid of public speaking. So I had to like take Toastmasters not once, but twice. I mean, I'm telling you, twice I had to go through it because, you know, when I get on stage, my knees would knock so loudly, I thought they could hear them in the back of the room, you know, and I just thought, oh man, I'm going to pass out and my hand would shake so much holding the paper. And it was, just, I was a mess, but I kept showing up and I kept doing it. And then the funny thing was, I just remember this the other night. And when I, so in my 20s, I did Toastmasters twice. I was actually their treasurer for 3 years. I mean, because they've never had a longer standing treasurer because no one has been in it as long as I was. So I'm in this thing for two and a half, almost three years and got through my fears, right? Kept showing up, kept trusting, just kept working that muscle. And then in 2007, I got invited to be their keynote speaker at their national conference.
Wow. What a difference, right?
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. And I totally forgot about that until the other night. I was telling my wife, I said, you know, really our passion and our purpose is intertwined with our fears. Mm. That's like the cosmic giggle. You know, the universe says, here, I'm going to give you this amazing purpose in life, but oops, we're going to shroud it in things that make you afraid.
Isn't that great? It's called growth, isn't it?
It's called growth, Kimberly. That's it. Yes, that's it.
So any last bit of advice you can give to my listeners who are maybe just thinking about starting their business or how to grow it, what would be the one little golden nugget you would give them?
All right. The one thing is find someone who's already accomplished what you want to accomplish and work with them. I mean, that is the number one thing. You don't need to go it alone. You don't need to struggle, stress or strain about it. Find someone and hire them to work with you to help you accelerate your growth.
That is like the best point. And I have to admit, I always thought I had to do it on my own. And then you have this aha and I'm like, oh my goodness, there's so much support. It's fantastic.
Exactly. Yeah. It's there for the taking. We have to make the investment, right? That's the number one thing.
Absolutely. So if my listeners wanted to reach you, where are they going to find you?
Well, they can go right to soul2profit.com, soulprofit.com, and they can receive instant access to my 85-page home study course, which is Manifest Your Big Dreams and Goals.
Fantastic. Well, I also want to remind my listeners that if you want more information on this podcast or any other podcasts and transcriptions, you can text MINDFUL to 58885. That's MINDFUL to 58885, or come visit us on mindfulmarketingshow.com. And thank you so much, Jaden, for your time. You have great, great, great stories and lessons. And thank you so much for sharing.
My pleasure, Kimberly. Thank you for having me.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.